finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Thursday, the 1st of March, the Ides of March, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Producer, here is a number. You're going to have to run around here and get this. I can't pass it through the window. At any rate, we have Mary Toko with us today, or she will be with us here in a few minutes. If you would like to take a few minutes to go up on the web at www.marytoko.com. If you've not heard of this woman, she's been after the vaccine manufacturers for about 25 years. And she has a DVD out. It is exemplary in the presentation of the information. It is called Are Vaccines Safe? And are you confused by conflicting opinions? One of the things that she did with this, to demonstrate how that we are programmed. And we are programmed, folks. We're programmed through the idiot box and through other means, mind control, if you will. She did a series of things, of old commercials. One was Plop Plop Fizz Fizz, Oh, What a Relief It Is. Now, everybody remembers that. Or other commercials. Remember the old Life commercial? I don't want to eat it. Let Mikey eat it. You know, when we say these things, you go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Well, do you realize how many years ago this really was? And that's how it sticks in your head. And she made a point of saying that she had a friend in Australia and said, you know, they would never, ever allow... They would never allow people to advertise the drug companies in Australia because, well, that's between a physician and patient. And she said, I can't believe that people are watching these commercials and then running to their doctors. Probably one of the most recent successful ad campaigns is for the little purple pill, Nexium. Not a good thing for you, folks. Not a good thing at all. It shuts down the body's natural functions, but there went people running to the doctors. And truth in advertising, they have to tell you about the side effects. I just love the commercials. It may cause coma or death, but there they are advertising. It's a multi-billion dollar business. You know, one of the latest things to hit here was the HPV vaccine. Mary will talk today about the hepatitis B. Do you know how they tried... The drug manufacturers made this for intravenous drug users and people that were at risk for sexual activities. Well, that market wasn't buying it, so they went to Congress. What did Congress say? Yeah, you can market it to the children. Now they're trying to make these vaccines mandatory for all of our children. We're the test guinea pigs, I guess you could call us. We'll be talking with Mary Toko here in just a couple of minutes. And again, her website is Mary Toko, that's T-O-C-C-O, marytoko.com. And her DVD, Are Vaccines Safe? We'll be right back with our guest.
You got headaches?
Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Mary Toko is the Director of Vaccine Research and Education on the Board of Michigan opposing mandatory vaccines since 1994. She spent 23 years managing and promoting a chiropractic clinic and studying natural health care. She's an independent investigator. She's been doing it for the last 26 years. And she has come up with organizations like MOM for the Michigan Opposing Mandatory Vaccines. That was a nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving the right of parents to waive vaccines if they choose. And a group successfully stopped the bill from passing. Well, there's also, ladies and gentlemen, 15 other states that there are now under religious exemption that you can refuse to take these vaccines. But you see, the state is telling you through the school systems and through our medical doctors that, well, these things are mandatory. Your children have to be vaccinated. I have with me today Mary Toko. Good afternoon, Mary.
Hi, John. Nice to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming up. I was just reviewing your DVD, the Our Vaccine Safe, that you came out with last year. And every parent in America should be able to watch this DVD, this presentation. Where was that filmed at?
Actually, I filmed it in Michigan. I did many, many talks all over the state of Michigan, Indiana, parts of Ohio. And I basically had a gentleman follow me around with a camera. And when we finally got one that I was happy with, we just did some minor editing. And it's just a live talk in front of a group. So if you have me come and do a talk for your group, you're going to basically get the same information that's on a DVD and then a lot more.
Well, it's fascinating. I was just telling the listeners before you came up on air that how we are programmed and, you know, where did we get these ideas? You know, we were told since birth that, medical industry is necessary, you know, doctors and surgeons, and there are. You're not anti-medical.
Not at all.
And
no.
there are reasons why we go to doctors if we get sick, if we break a bone, if we get sliced up and we've got to be sutured. But this is a whole new field. Now, in your presentation, you said back in 1950, how many vaccines did we have?
We had, well, I was born in the late 50s, and we got three. We had two injectable vaccines, and we had the oral polio vaccine. So that's when they were first starting to get them out into the school systems. And we signed the Immunizations Assistance Act with Congress back in 65. So it wasn't until, you know, after that that the big push began, where they began mandating them on a statewide level. Before that, it was just in the schools, and children were, like I said, the age of 5 or 6 before they got their first vaccine.
It is amazing, and I just went through the thing before you got on air about how people have been conditioned, and through advertising, and I relayed the story of your friend from Australia that said that, well, they'd never allow the drug companies to advertise on television, that is something that's between the doctor and patient. But here in America, I mean, I gave an example here of Nexium, the little purple pill.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they did an ad blitz with that. I don't know how many millions of dollars they spent on that. But we have been conditioned through advertising, and you did a little test with your audience on this DVD to finish out some of the jingos that commercials that many people have seen. And they will remember. I did the thing like plop plop fizz fizz. Oh, what, that was Alka-Seltzer.
Exactly.
You know, the Marlboro Man. We knew that. Winston.
Oh my goodness.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. All of these things when you mention it.
Isn't it amazing we can remember this from back in the 60s when those commercials were on television?
Absolutely, and they stick. I mean, one of the most successful ad campaigns. To date, I think, was for Life Cereal. I think that's General Foods or General Mills. I forget which.
Mm-hmm.
But let Mikey try it. Mikey will eat anything.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. I think it's General Mills, by the way. But I want to run through your information. Now, you have this by chapter on your DVD. And I want to get into our healthcare beliefs and how people were molded into thinking the way that they're thinking today.
Be happy. You want me to discuss that right now?
Sure.
Well, I believe it goes back to in the 60s when we were being raised as children, we had a general practitioner. And then the doctors became more specialized and they developed the pediatrician. And according to Robert Mendelsohn, who I quote quite a bit, who is a renowned pediatrician, he was in the field for 30 years, and he authored several books. One of them was The Medical Heretic, which was by the first book that I ever read that began to open my eyes to this medical monopoly that we have out here. And he wrote a book, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor, which I say is my handbook for raising my children. I used it. I referenced it the whole time I raised my kids. Whenever they had a fever or a funny rash, I would read his book and find out what it was, because he goes into all of the childhood illnesses in that book. And I recommend every parent get a copy of How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. But this is a quote from his book. The pediatrician serves as the recruiter for the medical profession. He indoctrinates your child from birth into a lifelong dependency on medical intervention. Then he goes on to say the best way to raise a healthy child is to keep him or her away from the doctor except for emergency care. And most doctors ignore the fact that the human body is a wondrous machine with the astonishing capacity to heal and repair. And he says the first stage of that indoctrination is the well baby visit. And I have to tell you, my daughter is 26, my firstborn. And when she was born, there was pressure back then to take her to a pediatrician every couple months to find out if she was well. And I refused to be a part of that. I figured, you know what, for centuries, parents have raised their children. They know when they're sick. They know when they need medical attention. I will not take my child in for a ritualistic appointment just to have somebody say, oh, she's okay. You see what I'm saying? The philosophy behind it is, parents, you don't know how to tell if your children are okay or not. You have to bring it to an expert to find out if they're okay. And that really bothered me.
Well,
and that is also when they do the vaccination.
Yeah, if a parent can't tell when their child is sick, maybe they should stop having babies.
Exactly.
I mean, the human body sends out signals. I mean, we're a very animated species here. You can tell when we're happy. You can tell when we're sad. You can tell when you're sick. Your temperature elevates. You know, you'll flush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll cough. You'll do whatever. But, you know, this is part of the preemptive program. You know, this is being described nowadays as preventative health. Everything has a prevent for it.
Right.
Well, I don't sit around and think too much about, am I going to get sick and, my gosh, what's going to attack me next? I better run to my doctor. Now, there are times, being a male over the age of 50 years old, I will go get my prostate checked once a year. That makes common sense. But I don't sit around and go, well, I've got a little fever today, or I'm feeling a little bit off kilter. You know, maybe I better run to my doctor. And especially, Mary, in today's world, because the medical industry is literally upside down and on its head.
And I agree. And I think it even goes one step further, and I go into this in detail in the DVD. I had the opportunity to listen to Dr. Marini, who is an immunologist as well as a chiropractor. And there are certain things in the human body that are meant to be there to protect us and to help us, such as the fever, such as a cough, such as swollen glands. All of these things are part of normal immune function. They're part of the functioning process of the body when it's dealing with something. And the allopathic model is to change it, alter it, drug it, stop it, whatever. And I actually believe in a more vitalistic healthcare approach, in that this is how God created our body to function and work. And as long as we're getting our rest and we're getting the proper nutrition, and as long as we're functioning well, the fever is a good thing. The skin rashes, the body excreting through the skin. Swollen glands are the glands working. That doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean they need to be yanked out. You know, back when I was growing up, tonsillectomies was an automatic ritual that all 4 and 5 year olds went through.
Oh, me too.
And now they don't do it anymore. They realize that tonsils are part of the immune system. So that means that when I had mine taken out at the age of 5, they actually took away a piece of my immune system that would help me fight infection. And when they're swollen, it means they're working, you know. So I try to teach parents to really stop and get a little bit more informed about normal immunity. And there are many, many medical doctors who would agree that when you allow your children to go through the normal infectious illnesses that they go through as children, that it builds the immune system and prepares them for adulthood. And that's basically how I raised my 5 children. And I encourage parents, unless you will know if that child needs medical attention, that's when you take them in. But if it's the normal runny nose, coughing, fever with teething, it seems like children, in my observation and what I've studied, will run a fever between the ages of 1 and the age of 6 or 7 on a frequent basis. And that's how their immune system develops and fights off and gets back into balance.
Well, and a lot of people today, if they get a fever, what is the one thing that they'll automatically do? They'll reach for the aspirin bottle.
Exactly.
And they'll try to suppress your body's natural function. It elevates its temperature. It's fighting infection. It's doing what it's supposed to be doing. I can remember when I was a kid, Mary, when my mother would feel something coming on, like a cold, a bad cold, or mm-hmm. flu or something like that. She used to do the hot toddy treatment.
Because it helps bring the fever on.
Exactly.
Yes,
I agree. And she would pour a little bit of whiskey and some tea. She would bury herself under 8 or 10 blankets.
Yep.
And inside of 6-7 hours, you would literally raise your body temperature, sweat that thing out. But what you were actually doing was enabling the temperature to elevate to your body to do the thing, fight the infection, send out the antibodies, and then get that out of your system. But now, but nowadays, oh my goodness, if I've got a little fever here, I've got to run to the store and I got to get some NyQuil, I got to take some aspirin, I've got to suppress all these signals that your body is sending out. But we're acting against the body's wishes. We'll be right back here with Mary Tocco. The site is marytoco.com. That's MARYTOCCO.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we are back. My guest today, Mary Toko, professional researcher, speaker. She's been doing this for a long time, warning parents against the dangers of vaccines. And Mary, I want to go through this in a logical and chronological order.
Okay.
We talked about when we started to get vaccines, and that was back in the 50s. And yes, I got the sugar cube also.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And we were all told that, well, this is to fight polio. Polio is a bad disease and we can eradicate this.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering how soon that this polio would have ran its course without these types of vaccinations to begin with.
Well, again, I cover that extensively in the DVD, how most of the infectious illnesses that we vaccinate for, the death rate of those illnesses was almost completely gone when the vaccines were introduced. And many people don't realize this. They give credit to the vaccine for eradicating the illness. And according to the World Health Statistics Annual, and this is what they do, they look at trends around the world to find out what's happening. They say that there had been a steady decline of all the infectious diseases in most developing countries, regardless of the percentage of vaccines that were administered. And they go on to say that it was because of improved personal hygiene, better nutrition, improved sanitation, and improved water supply, that these infectious illnesses were almost gone. And statistically, I show graphs and charts where we introduced the vaccine for what illness, and all of the charts show you that the illnesses were almost completely gone. Ironically, I also show how after they introduced the vaccines, how many of the illnesses began to come back. Polio was one of them. Almost all the cases of polio in the country after the vaccine program started were directly related to the polio vaccine. And again, I show this with measles and whooping cough, that in highly vaccinated populations, we have major outbreaks of all of these infectious illnesses right after the vaccine programs go through. And so we learn two things. We learn, number one, that vaccines do not stop you from having the illness and many times can actually cause it. And number two, the reason children need boosters, and now they're saying adults need boosters, is because there is no such thing as a long-term immunity with any vaccine. Immunity does not come from a vaccination. Well, and parents need to understand the difference there.
Well, these cocktails, now, there are several vaccines that the school systems are saying that are mandatory for children to take.
Right.
Who makes this decision? How well is this stuff tested?
Oh, boy, you just opened a huge can of worms. We could spend an hour just talking about the testing.
Well, we have an hour and a half, so we'll take the time necessary to cover the important topics.
First of all, everyone in the country has a right to say no to vaccines. If your child has any kind of chronic illness whatsoever, you can waive further vaccinations. And, you know, by chronic, I mean if they have learning disabilities, hyperactivity, autism, diabetes, asthma, those are chronic neurological problems. And that child should receive no further vaccinations because it could have been from the very vaccines that they ended up with the problem to begin with. And we have those rights. We have a religious exemption available. For those of you who are Christians, the Bible has a lot to say about why we don't want to put these toxins in the human body. And they can actually email me, and I can send them biblical reasons to not vaccinate, because I've done that, you know, I've got that put together for them. And so there's reasons, there's religious reasons why we wouldn't want to put these vaccines in our body. There's animal byproducts, there's decomposed animal parts, there's RNA and DNA, and foreign retroviruses that are coming with the vaccines because they're developed on organs from animals from other parts of the world. We now have vaccines that are being developed on aborted baby lung tissue, which is another, you know, for Christian people, there you go, there's your religious exemption. Why would you want to support, fund, or even encourage companies that make vaccines and use aborted baby lung tissue? To me, that's just terrible, where we're profiting from abortion. So there's religious reasons, there's medical reasons, as well as a philosophical reason. I think there are only 15 states that have a philosophical reason, but that means based on your belief system, whatever that is, you choose to not vaccinate. And in Michigan, that's what really got me involved on a more public level, was they were trying to take away our rights to say no, and a group got together, and that's how we formed our group, Michigan Opposing Mandatory Vaccines, and we were able to stop that bill from passing because we believe every parent should have a right to make this very important medical decision on behalf of their children.
What was the reason that they were doing this? Now, we know that our children are adults in training. It is up to us to train our children, get them prepped for the world, to teach them the basics and how to go along and get through this life with as few bruises and scrapes as humanly possible. Where did they get the idea, Mary, that that they can take over a child's health care and demand that these vaccines and these soups or these cocktails be given to our children? Did you ever get a firm grasp on their reasoning behind this?
I really believe the whole motivation is financial. It's billions of dollars worth of industry money. And I think, unfortunately, we can only look in the mirror at ourselves, parents, who blatantly went along with it without questioning it because their doctor told them to, because the health department told them to, because we have people singing about it on television and promoting it. Parents have been very negligent to ask critical questions like, doctor, what is in that vaccine?
All right, we've got a break here. We've got a long segment coming up. You know, the thing, that jingle keeps running through my head, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. I come up with a different ending. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. oh, what a miserable life your child is. We'll take the break. Mary Toko is with us this afternoon. Very glad to have her with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing in nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back with Mary Toko. Her website, folks, and it is well worth the read. And make this on your email list and send it to your friends and your neighbors. The DVD is Our Vaccines Safe. I'll get that out. Mm-hmm. And the website is Mary Toko, that's TOCCO.com, MaryToko.com. And your DVD, it is a great presentation. I've just been reviewing it today. I watched it a couple of months ago. And that's only, what, 1995?
Yes, sir. I kept it affordable for everybody.
And how do they get that DVD from you?
They can go right onto my website, which you've given out several times, and I appreciate that. And you can order it through PayPal. If you don't want to use a credit card over the internet like that, you can actually call me. I'll give my number. It's 231-642-7984, and we can do it over the phone. And basically, I just ship it out to you. As soon as I get the order, I ship them.
All right. And this is there's a lot. I don't want to get ahead of myself because there's a lot of information here. Let's pick up where we left off here.
Well, we were talking about why or how parents got so programmed, right?
Right.
And I think it all goes back to lack of understanding of how the human body works. I think everything we do is either based on knowledge and understanding or fear. And if parents have a brand new baby and they don't understand normal body processes, and that baby begins to fuss and run a fever, they get fearful and they run to the doctor prescribes something to bring down the fever, whatever, and that begins the vicious cycle. I guess it's like babies are on antibiotics like several times in the first year of life. And once you start getting onto that cycle, it's very difficult to get off because it throws the whole body chemistry off. So we become dependent. We lose faith in the human body and how it was created to work, and we have more faith in a pill, which does nothing but suppress the immune system many times. Sometimes it's necessary, as we know, but many times it's suppressing the immune system so that the body no longer shows the symptom, and then we think everything's okay. So it's really lack of understanding on the parents' part, and I'm sure there's plenty of wonderful books out there that they can read about raising their children naturally. And I think if they understand that, they're not going to be so quick to run to the doctor for all the medications, including the vaccination.
Well, and drug manufacturers and their subsidiaries and other companies had popped up, just to give an example to the listening audience, that, well, you need to give your baby nutritious foods before they start eating solid foods, so Enfamil and whatever else, that's the way to go. That's the best way to give your baby nutrition. And we're talking about infectious diseases, and one of the best ways that you insured your infant against disease was through post-pregnancy, through breastfeeding.
Absolutely.
And for years and years and years, the attitude was that breastfeeding, oh, that's bad.
Right, taboo.
You,
no,
oh, it's taboo. I traveled in Europe years ago, and I would see mothers with their newborns breastfeeding in public. And it was a strange sight to me because the attitude here in America, oh, well, you need to cover yourself up. You can't do that.
Right.
But when you saw it in an environment like in Europe or in Germany or whatever, it was the most natural thing that you'd ever see. And it would bring a smile to your face. But here in the attitude in this country was that, well, the doctors know best, the pharmaceutical companies, they know best. You know, all of this through advertising and through selling our products, and well, this is the way to go. Well, people are now, and unfortunately some women can't breastfeed, but the majority of women are now taking a second look at this breastfeeding and going, wait a minute here. I've been reading studies on this. This is a great way to immunize your child because you literally pass your antibodies on to your child.
And, you know, when my first daughter was born in 1980, and I'm a big advocate of natural birth and home birth. I had four of my children born at home with midwives, and I actually nursed for 17 years, if you can imagine. But it was very unusual back when I was nursing her in the 80s, and I was always very discreet and always had myself, you know, I had a blanket, whatever, but people would be offended just even knowing that a baby was nursing.
Yeah.
And I think things are they are finally changing because if I go to the mall or I walk around or I'm at church, they have whole nursing rooms now for mothers to breastfeed. So
yeah.
Some good is coming back, you know,
yes.
Getting some back.
Yeah, Mary, I'm just sitting here thinking, I mean, pornography on the Internet is just absolutely okay, and it's a First Amendment right. But breastfeeding a child in public, oh, my gosh, that's taboo.
Mm-hmm. It
really is amazing. Okay, I want to get back into some of the things that they've been doing here. On the natural exposure and the differences,
right?
What can you say about
that?
Well,
first of all, the immune system, like every other system in the human body, the way that it develops is by exposure and overcoming. And I tell parents, remember this, and if you remember nothing else from my DVD, think of this. Nothing in the human body gets strengthened by avoidance, only by overcoming challenges. And the immune system is a perfect example of that. We must allow our children to go through the challenges of childhood, go through the normal infectious illnesses. You know, there's certainly medicines out there should they need assistance going through them. It's not like these infectious illnesses really kill children. Statistically, if a child is basically a fairly healthy child and they have these infectious illnesses, it's an inconvenience and it's not fun. But I believe, like Dr. Nkeo and Dr. Mendelsohn and many other medical doctors, that these infectious illnesses strengthen and develop the immune system. When we bypass that through injection, we literally are catching the body completely off guard, because a normal infection, the way that we get exposed is through the mucous membrane. We breathe it in, or it goes through our mouth or nose, and then it goes into the body, and your body becomes very aware of it very quickly, and it begins to work at setting up a way to deal and cope with, whether it's a fungus or a spore or a mold or mildew or a bacteria or a virus, it doesn't matter. It identifies it and has a very, very high-tech system in place to deal with it appropriately, which, like, sometimes is no fun, I agree, but it's all about allowing the body to develop naturally. And when you do so, you give the immune system the ability to develop long-term immunity, and it's a strengthening process. But when we bypass that and we inject right into the muscle, it's not the way it's intended to happen. And if it gets into the bloodstream, and then you expose all of the major organs in the body to the toxins and the viruses that are in the vaccine that would never, ever get exposed. When you have a normal infectious illness, it does not get into the bloodstream. The only thing that gets into the bloodstream that would be considered that we have a vaccine for is tetanus, and that's usually because of a puncture wound. But all the other infectious illnesses do not get into the bloodstream. But when we inject, we bypass the normal method of exposure, and we're exposing all of the organs in the body to that viral, bacterial component, which normally would never be exposed. And I believe the consequences of that now are all of the neurological problems we're seeing in children, learning disabilities, asthma. Many of the toxins in the vaccines cause lung damage and neurological problems. So I think the consequences now is we have a whole generation of children who have chronic illness.
Well, one of the things that pops to mind here is diabetes. And we saw last year a big campaign to get the junk food snacks out of the vending machines, the sodas, so on and so forth, out of the school systems.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching this, and I'm going, you know, I don't know why I didn't get diabetes when I was a kid. I don't think any kid today eats any more candy or drink any more soda than I did when I was a child. But now we have these children with diabetes at very, very, very young ages.
Yes.
Children that are obese at very young ages. And we, of course, we've got to go after the fast food restaurants. I'm not advocating Mickey D's here or
right.
Burger Barf or anything
right.
else out there. We all know that it's bad for us, but we do it when we have limited time and we need a bite, and we all do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just don't make it a steady diet, because it's really not good for you. But the point is that every time something crops up and there is a threat to the children's health, they're going in a roundabout way and on the periphery of what the real problems are.
I agree.
What do you know about the diabetes and younger and younger ages, children with diabetes?
Well, first of all, we have the vaccine called the MMR vaccine, which is the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. The rubella and the mumps component of the vaccine have been implicated in causing type 1 diabetes in children. And I've got copies of a congressional testimony by Harris Coulter, who spoke before the Congress, the House of Representatives, and many other related agencies back in 1997 when they were discussing back then a 300% increase in 15 years of diabetes in children. And he went on to say that one of the reasons we're finding children with diabetes is because the vaccines we're giving them do affect the pancreas. The pertussis vaccine, the old pertussis toxin that we used to use, is secreted by a microbe called Bordetella pertussis, and it actually is what causes whooping cough. And it is also called the islet activating protein because it acts specifically and directly on the islets of the pancreas. So here we are giving a vaccine to children that can actually go in and cause diabetes or hypoglycemia. And then he went on and he studied service people who would go into the service. You know, to get into the service, you have to be in really good shape. They go through a lot of physical exams to go in. And if you have diabetes, they're not going to let you become part of the service. Well, he found that many people were being discharged after all of their wonderful vaccines with diabetes.
When they didn't have it.
Right. Going
when they
in.
Went in.
As adults, they didn't have it. They go in, do their three-year term, four-year, whatever, and they're being discharged because of diabetes. The numbers were staggering. how many adults came out of the service with diabetes. And, of course, what do they get? They get a zillion. They get just tons and tons of vaccines.
Well, I remember when I was rotating out of the States when I was in the service. And this was when I was in boot camp. And before you rotated out of boot camp, you had to have your series of vaccines. But I remember one in particular. It was a special vaccination process. It was for the flu. They were worried that these strapping young men, and I was 18 years old.
How many years ago?
That was a few.
30-something years ago.
Yeah, that was a few. That was back in 1971.
Wow.
And there we were. Okay, well, you guys need to get down to the medical department because you need to get a flu vaccine. And at the time, nobody had the flu.
Right.
But the day after we had those vaccines, 75% of the company, they had to cancel everything because 75% of the company had, guess what, the flu.
And you know you guys were the guinea pigs.
That's right.
and that's still happening today.
And
absolutely.
And it's simply amazing to me. But they're going after, and I'm looking at this like you are. I'm following the money.
Mm-hmm.
They're exploring all aspects of the market out there, and one of the big markets out there are the children. Now, I want to get into some of the things that the schools are saying by law that your children are mandated, and a lot of schools are threatening. If you do not get these vaccinations, well, you can't allow your child to come to the school because all the other children are being vaccinated against whatever. And if your child isn't, well, your child may get sick and infect other people.
Right, and if you think about it, that's really a stupid, ignorant thing to say, because if vaccines protect, then the children getting the vaccine should not be at risk.
That's right.
Even if they say some of the children don't respond appropriately and don't get immunity, the real facts are that when you get a vaccine, your immune system responds very differently than when you get the illness. And so there is no such thing as a long-term immunity with a vaccine. We have what I call a stimulated immune response, which means you might not get the actual illness, but by golly, you're going to get a whole bunch of other things in your body that don't belong there. And so parents, it's like, wake up. What do you want? Do you want your child to possibly get a one-time illness and have a little inconvenience? Or do you want your child to be stuck with all the neurotoxins, which we can just you know, talk about up the road here? But I think parents need to realize that the reason the schools are pushing them is because they have funding directly associated with the amount of vaccines, the rate of vaccines that they have at their school. That's the number one reason why they push vaccines, because if they get their vaccine rates up to a certain percentage, they get kickback money from the federal government. And it's really not about health. It's more about funding.
Well, and again, the MMR, the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations that our children get.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, it wasn't just about MMR, and well, because I had the measles when I was a kid.
So did I.
And once you have the measles, guess what? Your body builds up an immunity to it, and guess what you never get again?
Exactly.
Measles.
And it develops your immune system.
And now they came out with, well, there was hepatitis B. Your child, and we went through this with the with our child down here in Texas with a private school, and they said that, oh, well, he has to take the hepatitis B. And I said, wait a minute. So let me understand this. I said, this hepatitis B vaccine is for what? Sexually transmitted diseases, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this child's not sexually active, and he won't be for a long, long time to come.
Right.
But why are you demanding that this hepatitis B vaccine be given? Well, they said, well, it's mandated. It's state law. They lied right through their teeth.
Because many of them are misinformed and uninformed, and that's why so many parents, the first thing I hear when I say, you know, you have a right to choose, oh, no, I cannot get my children in school. And again, it's lack of understanding. If you don't know the law, you're no different than a slave. Isn't that the truth? If we don't understand the law that is there to protect us and give us our rights and our choices, then we're no different than a slave. We're going to do exactly what we're told, and we're going to feel like we have absolutely no rights. And that's why I tell parents that a private school may have the right to say, sorry, but we don't want you. But if there's any school that's associated with federal funds at all in any state, you should have a right to say no to vaccines and sign a waiver form, whether it's a medical one, a religious one, or a philosophical one. It depends on your state. It's a state-by-state, you know. I guess it's called a mandated law, but it's not really. You have a way to get out of it. So
they would like everybody to believe it. But the mentality here, Mary, is that, you know, they're proactive, they're preventative, they're preemptive,
they use all the lingo, don't they?
Yeah, they certainly do. And it's all for the child's protection. There's been so much legislation, just not in the arena we're talking about today, but for the protection of the children. It's for the children, children, children. And it's simply amazing to me how many people are just absolutely stuck on stupid out there.
I know.
That look at this and go, well, if the government says that it's mandatory or it must be done, it must be for our own good. They haven't caught on yet.
No, they don't realize that the government is tied right in with the drug companies. The drug companies are, you know, paying for them, and they're paying them to run for office. They're really intricately involved, and if you look at the paper trail, you'd be amazed how many people are in positions of authority who come right out of the pharmaceutical industry or go back into the pharmaceutical industry with a real cushy job. It's shocking how much conflict of interest is running our country.
Well, we just got rid of a conflict of interest with Rumsfeld, and he was sitting on the board of a company before he got into politics. We'll take the break here. We'll open up the phone lines for the next hour at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with Mary Toko right after this.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
We are back. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen, and a little extended break there. We are back with our guest today, Mary Toko. And, Mary, I want to get into a lot of other things. We haven't even touched the mandatory HPV vaccine.
No, we haven't.
No, and this is the latest one that they're saying girls as young as 11 years of age, but I've heard it's younger than 11 years.
Right, they're even recommending it for 9-year-olds. If you want, I can throw out some facts about this HPV. It's called the Gardasil Merck vaccine for human papillomavirus, which supposedly leads to cervical cancer. And I will say, first of all, this is all a hypothesis. It is an experimental vaccination. The safety studies are inconclusive. It is by the same people who made Vioxx, who last year lost billions of dollars with their Vioxx medication that was causing all kinds of deaths and problems in people. But, of course, the Vioxx is still out there with just a warning on it. But the product inserts that come with Gardasil state that there's children have suffered with juvenile arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, regular arthritis, lupus. There were 17 deaths in the clinical trials occurring right after the trials, which they say were unrelated. Some children, some young girls who've had the vaccine, it has been reported, fainted or have headaches, dizziness, and seizures immediately after the vaccine. The vaccine has 225 micrograms of aluminum. Now, aluminum, again, does not belong in the human body. It's a heavy metal. It is associated with Alzheimer's disease. The accumulation of aluminum in the brain can lead to Alzheimer's. It causes cells to die. And yet we've got 225 micrograms of this in one shot. And then they're recommending three shots. And that's a total of 675 micrograms of accumulated aluminum going into these young girls at the age of 9. Once the vaccine is added to the mandatory vaccine schedule, manufacturers become immune to it, which is a huge problem with me, because it has never really been studied for long-term safety. And their goal is to get it mandated, like right now, because then they're not liable. You can't sue them. You have to go through the government agency that's in place for children who get injured through vaccines called VAERS. So it's really a shame that they're fast-tracking this. I think the public outcry has been amazing around the country. Many, many people are against, basically what they're saying is that your daughter at the age of 9, 10, or 11, is going to be involved in sexual, involved with sex, and somewhere around the corner, she might get HPV, which then years down the road could lead to cervical cancer. So based on that, we're going to give an experimental vaccine.
Well, and you said the magic word before. It was Merck. Mm-hmm. Their product is called Gardasil. It's an anti-HPV vaccine. It's given in a series of three shots given over a period of 6 months at a cost of $380. It's the most expensive vaccine ever made, and it's promoted as a prevention of cervical cancer, precancerous genital lesions, and genital warts due to HPV. We'll give more information here, a little bit of background, just to let you know. We'll give you the hard facts versus what they're telling people, and then hyping it up through commercials and the propaganda that they send, that's right, right to your doctor's office. Have you ever been in your doctor's office, seen that person walk in all smiles with a little satchel? That's where the free samples come from, along with a lot of literature about the new miracle drugs that they should be prescribing to their patients. And the money is the bottom line on that deal. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Join us on air, 800-313-9443.